打开圣经睇创世记第十二章。Let's open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 12.曾经有一位女士呢，她决定信耶稣。决定信耶稣之后呢，即系几日后呢发生了啲事。她的先生呢就是失业，被人炒鱿。她的仔呢考试不合格。跟住医生话佢听呢，最近的检查报告呢可能不是咁理想。於是呢佢就好担心，就话诶，信耶稣有咩好，我信耶稣有咁多事发生。於是呢决定咗唔信耶稣。嗰晚呢发梦嘅。发梦呢自己系天上。喺天上呢佢见到自己嘅仔呢大学毕业。见到佢先生呢喺做咗一份好好嘅工作，就赚到好多钱。跟住佢就问神，佢点会咁样呀？神就同佢讲，当然呢你信咗我，跟住你遇到少少困难，你当是世界末日的，你担心死，但你 都未看到我怎样去帮你解决问题。不过发梦了。不过很多时候我们是这样，是不是我们信耶稣跟着想着天色尚蓝，但跟着发现到呢可能信着耶稣之后遇到一些困难，我们需要靠主去改变我们。今天在创世纪十二章第六节呢，我们要看亚伯拉罕的信心遇到挑战。我们会在第六节看到第八九节。I just told a little story about a lady who received Jesus into her heart in the next couple of days and everything went bad. Her husband lost his job, her son failed his exams, and she was told she had a bad sickness, and then she had a dream that she was in heaven and everything was well. And Jesus told her, you know, it's because you thought that everything would go good, but I have a different plan. You didn't wait to see what my plan is. So in Genesis chapter 12, we'll read from 6 to 9. And we're going to look at Abraham and how his faith was met with challenges. So, 第六節，亞伯拉罕，我是讀新譯本那邊，如果你雙排版，新譯本那邊。亞伯蘭穿過那地，到了事件的地方，摩尼的橡树那里，当时迦南人住在那地。耶和华向亚伯兰显言说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显言的耶和华筑了一座祭坛。后来他从那里迁到伯特利东边的山地，搭起帐棚，西边是伯特利，东边是埃城。他在那里也为耶和华筑了一座祭坛，呼求耶和华的名。亚伯兰又起程，渐渐移到南地去。一起低头祈祷。Let's pray。主耶稣，我哋多谢你，今日我哋可以喺呢个殿当中一起去睇圣经。主啊，我们看到你的恩典在十七年的时候一路保守教会。我们相信你今时今日都是要不改变，因为你昔日昨日直到永远是不改变的神。所以靠主今日是我们当中彰显你的恩典，彰显你的爱，让我们可以听得明你的教导，去心里面领受你今日要跟我们讲的说话。所以将以下的时间交托奉耶稣名求， Amen。我们首先要看亚伯拉罕积极行神的路。 First we're going to look at Abraham being diligent in following Jesus。 在这里神是向他显现，显现是什么意思？他在这个地方，在这个橡树底下，神向他显现的。在圣经里面是第一次看到呢洪水之后呢，就是神向人显现。 This is the first instance instance in the Bible where it says God has revealed himself to somebody. 可能在洪水之前呢， 神又同人哋去啊、或者沟通，但系我哋唔知道用咩方法，可能就系听。但系呢度神向佢显现 ，God appeared to Abraham 啊，咁啊佢点样显现呢？我哋唔知嘅啊，但系肯定唔系净系听到嘅，唔系心里边听到说话，唔系心里边感觉到说话，亦都唔系耳仔听到声音。神显现，咁啊点样去显现呢？可能呢有几个方法。第一，会唔会发梦呢？在梦里面梦见呢？是不是见到异象呢？好像见到一个的、图画在他眼前。但是讲明显灵呢，应该是活生生在他眼前。那么圣经里面呢，显现的时候有几个方式可能会做。如果天使向亚伯拉罕讲说话呢，如果圣经里面每一次讲到天使向他讲说话呢，就会讲明是天使的。天使呢绝对不会接受这个被称为神这些这样的、称呼。所以这里说神向他显现，不可能是天使，一定要是神自己。Talking about the different ways that God can appear, and it couldn't be an angel, because when angels appear, they say they're angels, and if you call them God, they will deny it. So here it says God appeared, so it had to be God and not an angel.And it wasn't a dream, it wasn't a vision, because if it was a dream and a vision, it wouldn't say he appeared. He would say he appeared in a dream. But here it says he appeared to Abraham.
咁啊，所以点样显现呢？有好多神学家就话，呢个就系神，即系耶稣降生之前呢，向人显现。喺旧约圣经嘅时候呢，耶稣嚟到世间之前呢，有几次呢都会出现嘅。用一个人的 身份呢向人显现。所以这里呢阿伯拉罕经历过几次、我们英文呢叫 Theophany、应该是神向阿伯拉罕是活生生好像耶稣站在他眼前跟他讲说话、一个很特别的经历。弟兄姊妹，我要告诉你，我未曾见过神的、I have never had God appear to me 这个是一个很特别，我都未听过神跟他讲说话。I've never heard God speak to me in an audible voice. 我在心里面感受到神跟我说话。In my heart, I have heard God speak to me. 但是我眼未见过神，我肉耳未听过神，但是我是知道神是真神。但是这里亚伯拉罕呢，活生生有神向他显现的。哇，好特别的。请问我们当中有没有经历过这个经历？Has anybody had God appear to him? 没有。所以耶稣说你有福的，因为当耶稣从死里复活呢、多马就说除非我亲眼见到他手点到他顶手的钉痕，我不信。耶稣说跟着显然在他眼前，他就见到耶稣说主啊主啊我的神。跟着耶稣说你见到先信，但是那些未见到信是有福的。你未见过你有福喎、我有福。但是亚伯拉罕见到的。于是他就做啲乜嘢事呢？他就捉一个祭坛，起一个祭坛呢去献祭。So after Abraham saw that God appeared to him, he built an altar to worship God. 他是一个，我们看到亚伯拉罕去哪里就起祭坛。在这几节里面呢，他是起了两个地方的，在示剑又起了祭坛，在这个的伯特利和埃城中间他又起了祭坛，在这个橡树底下他又起了祭坛。他的这个祭坛呢就表示亚伯拉罕有这个信心，他向神有个信心，是一个敬拜的生活的。当你起一个祭坛去敬拜，好像我们刚才敬拜的时候，敬拜主的时候，好像是我们当中将我们的敬拜，将我们的赞美，将我们的心向神 去讲出来的。And as we worship God, it's like we're building an altar and worshiping God, and our praises and our worship go up to God. It's an offering to God. 我们将我们的献，我将我们的爱献给神，是一种献祭。但亚伯拉罕起那个祭呢，那个祭坛呢，是要真的去搭石头啊，或者搭木啊。跟住喺上边咧，佢要献羊啊，因为佢起祭坛咧，唔系好似我哋用说话献祭，佢要攞只羊劏咗只羊咯，要摆咗上边。 Abraham not only worshipped by his praises, but when he built an altar, he had to build the stones, and then he had to slaughter a sheep, a lamb, and he had to make an offering to God. 我相信他的人是很忙的，因为圣经告诉我们他是有钱的人，他离开吾尔的时候，他其实是有这些身份地位，去到哈兰，他在那里一路成长，一路做生意，做牧羊人。
他羊群多的，于是他又哈兰找到他这个迦南地，他其实是带着很多的羊群骆驼，他是有一个属于有地位有身份的人。有地位有身份的人是忙的，是忙碌的，是很多事要做，牧羊工作是很忙碌的，不是说他跳进来坐在那里看羊就算了，他又要带羊去吃好草呢。
他又要照顾羊，他又有狼来，有狮子来，赶他走，他要检查他身体有没有失，他要做很多功夫的。他有多羊群，有骆驼，有其他，有仆人，有人，又有贸易，又要跟当地的人去倾偈，又要刮井，又要做很多事，很忙。但是他忙碌的生活里面，他做什么？ 起祭坛，不是只用五分钟，你说耶稣多谢你，感谢主耶稣教我下门，他不是，他在这么忙碌的生活当中，他又会去到哪里？起祭坛，起祭坛要时间，要精神，跟着在祭坛里面献祭，又要付出时间。
As Abraham was a shepherd, and he was a successful, God blessed him, he had money, and therefore he was a very busy man. And as a busy man, and with all of the things that he had to do, he also took time to worship God. And it takes time to build an altar. It takes time to slaughter sheep and lambs. And yet in his busy schedule, he took time to give to God.
Now, 我们会不会好像亚伯拉罕是这么积极呢？这么勤力献祭？ 咁積極咁勤力咧，就去愛主嘅。好多人話我聽，哇！牧師，我哋信耶穌好方便。我點解方便？嗱，以前拜神咧，又係拜月十五或者乜嘢啊，就要做呢樣做嗰樣，要做節咧，就要燒呢啲做嗰啲。哇，好麻煩。信耶穌好方便啊，點解方便咧？翻教會祈禱搞掂，輕鬆好多，係咪？啊，many
people tell me that believing in Jesus is so easy because in the old life we have to worship the idols, and that this day you have to do this and you have to do that, and it's very difficult. But believing in Jesus so easy, you just come to church and pray.
啊，系真系好方便。有时咧，我哋而家因为信耶稣方便得滞啊，系咪？我哋唔需要付出，我哋唔中意花时间咧去敬拜赞美。但系亚伯拉罕咧，佢会花时间啊，佢会亲近神嘅，佢会付出去献祭，花嗰个时间，同埋用个精神。
曾经有一个农夫，佢系信耶稣嘅，跟住佢又好兴奋咧，佢有只牛啊，生孖胎，佢话走入嚟同佢太太讲：，哇，太太真系好啊，我哋嘅牛咧生咗孖胎，有两只牛啊，我要将一只献俾神啊。咁啊，当然而家基督徒咧，我哋唔会献祭咧，我献俾神，唔系话劏咗佢啦。 咁啊！太太问佢：，哇，你将边一只牛啊献俾神咧？佢话：我未决定啊，睇真啲先。跟住咧，过咗一段时间咧，佢好伤心，好得啊，就走入嚟同太太讲：，啊，真系惨嘅！太太话：咩惨嘅？佢话：神嗰只牛死咗。
It's a story about the farmer who had two cows, and he said he had twin cows, and then he was going to offer one to God. And then a little later, his wife said, "Which cow are you going to give to God?" He said, "I haven't decided yet." But then when the one cow died, he said, "God's cow died."
我哋对神嘅心系咪咁咧？吓，我哋系好似
对自己嘅好睇得好重，但系对神咧，我哋斤斤计较。亚伯拉罕唔系啊，献祭咧就要牺牲，牺牲时间，牺牲金钱，每次献一只羊喺祭坛上咧，系要付出嘅，系唔见钱嘅。亚伯拉罕愿意咁样做，经常咁样做，有原因。点解佢要咁样做呢？因为献祭咧就会赎罪，赎罪。教约圣经耶稣未死喺十字架之前要献羊先去赎罪，所以当我哋见到亚伯拉罕喺度献祭咧，系表示咧佢承认一样嘢，承认佢有罪，佢一个罪人，佢需要耶稣宽恕佢嘅罪。当时耶稣未死喺十字架，唯有系献羊，靠耶稣用嗰个血，羊个血咧系洗干净遮盖佢嘅罪，系一个牺牲，系一个付出嘅。所以每次你见到亚伯拉罕要献一个祭坛，因为佢知道自己一个罪人。He was willing to make offering and sacrifice because he knew he was a sinner. His offering is for cleansing of sin. And before the cross, the only way to get cleansed for sin is to offer a lamb.
那你想想这个亚伯拉罕是谁呢？这个就是神拣选，话神话佢听，我要透过你祝福全世界，我要使你嘅后裔系蒙福。呢个系神拣选嘅亚伯拉罕，呢个系神向佢显现嘅亚伯拉罕，但系佢都知道自己系一个罪人。何况我哋呢？你哋知唔知自己系一个罪人？知唔知你需要耶稣赎你嘅罪、宽恕你嘅罪、赦免你嘅罪？我觉得基督徒应该每一日向神认罪，话耶稣，我是一个罪人，请你宽恕我。你夜晚黑瞓觉之前咧，会唔会检讨自己嘅生命？你做错咗啲咩事？得罪人啲乜嘢事？可能讲说话讲错啲乜嘢？可能行为上或者语气上或者态度上或者思想上做咗一啲唔应该做嘅嘢咧？你应该靠耶稣宽恕你。
I think Christians every night should pray a sinner's prayer and ask God's forgiveness for the things that we've done through the day, maybe a thought, maybe an attitude, maybe a word, maybe an action. Something we need to look and examine our hearts every day and ask God to cleanse us again. Repent. Repentance should be a daily activity in a Christian's life.
每一日都应该认罪悔改。亚伯拉罕有呢一个嘅谦卑。那谦卑就是承认我是一个罪人，我谦卑，我在神的面前做错了。我们应该有这种的谦卑，不简单的。谦卑表示呢，神是比我们大，我是卑微，我需要神的宽恕。表示呢，我们不是靠自己过得生活，搞得定。谦卑表示我们是依靠神，所以我们需要每一日谦卑，表示我们渴望神的同在。
We need to humble ourselves daily, and humbling ourselves, recognizing that God is greater than us, recognizing that we cannot do it on ourselves, and recognizing and asking and desiring God to be with us each day.
所以亚伯拉罕筑祭坛就有这个表示，是靠神在他里面。但是奇怪呢，我们看到亚伯拉罕有神向他显现，他在我们这里看到他呼求神的名，是不是？他呼求神的名，好像创世纪第四章二十六节，在实特也生了一个儿子，就给他起名了，叫以拿士。那是人才开始呼求耶和华的名。
亚伯拉罕是第二次见到人家呼求神的名，他神向他显现，他献祭，他谦卑在神的面前，跟着他呼求神的名，
好好的。We see that Abraham was calling on the name of Jehovah. It's like in chapter 4:26, after Seth's descendants, they called on the name of the Lord. This is the second time in the Bible that they called on the Lord.
But then, strange, after he called on the Lord and had God appear to him, then he met trouble.
他又呼求神的名，有神显现给他之后，他逐祭坛给神，遇到问题，他信心受到动摇。
唔知你会唔会咁啊？亚伯拉罕嘅信心受到动摇，因为佢喺跟住下一节咧，我哋睇到有啲事发生。
In the next verse, in chapter 12, verse 10, we see the problem coming, and it happens in our lives when we call out on God, when we experience God, and then the trouble comes.
当时那地发生饥荒，第十节啊，亚伯兰就下到埃及去，要在那里寄居，因为那地的饥荒十分严重。佢就呼求神嘅命，佢就见神显然话：我要将呢个地方俾你。跟住发生咩事？饥荒嚟到，佢又要走。
弟兄姊妹啊！我哋信耶稣，我哋经历神耶稣，我哋经历神嘅触摸，我哋经历到觉得信耶稣好好嘅，耶稣要帮到我哋啊，将佢嘅恩典俾我哋，我哋呼求神，我哋觉得哇，感谢主你与我同在。
跟住发生咩事？饥荒嚟到，饥荒代表好多嘢嘅，饥荒代表系你人生里边遇到嘅困难嘅。
When the famine comes, after we've experienced God, we've had a touch from God, and the famine comes, the famine represents many things in our lives. Troubles, trials, things that come our way.
这些困难是不是失业的？是不是家庭的？是不是子女不听话？是不是疾病？是不是一些即估不到因为你脾气的产生一些误会？是不是一些人与人之间的困难？是不是好多令你担心的担忧的事情？我们人生的里面遇到好多这些事情来到来到，跟着我们嗌救命，我刚刚信耶稣，耶稣会给我一条通路，通达的路，为什么这些事会发生在我身上？饥荒来到，
我们要时时记住呢，耶稣应承与我们同在，但是他没有应承天色尚蓝。
基督徒一样会遇到困难，信靠耶稣的人一样会有一些事情发生在你周围的，不一定是天色尚蓝，但是我们因为信耶稣，我们要学习怎样依靠神来得到神的帮助。
Now we need to know that God has never promised that the sky will always be blue, but he has promised that he will be with us and carry us through.
But we often forget that he's with us and we leave him and we do it our own way.
亚伯拉罕呢就是这样，他经历神，但是呢遇到困难的时候怎样？他用自己的方法解决。
你留意这个经文呢，他没有寻求神的心意，在饥荒里面他没有问神啊，现在饥荒来，我应该怎样？去不去埃及好？他没有问过的。因为饥荒影响到他信心，于是他离开神应许给他的应许之地，有福之地，他自己走去埃及。
在圣经里面，埃及是一路代表象征呢捆绑。他离开应许之地，走去埃及。
That Abraham left the place of promise and blessing without asking God's leading and guidance.
He stepped out on his own. The Bible doesn't say that he asked any guidance from God. He stepped out on his own and went to the place of bondage. And Egypt in the Bible is always considered the place of bondage.
好似我哋一样，遇到困难，遇到问题，失业，棘手的事情，仔女的事情，婚姻夫妇的问题，我们是不是因为我们没有信心，是依靠神，相信神解决，于是我们用自己的办法来面对，自己行动解决。
挑战就是这样，我们需要依靠主，
可以说亚伯拉罕忘记了神与他同在。
You could say in a way that Abraham forgot that God was with him.
为什么这样说呢？因为神应许过要祝福亚伯拉罕，是不是？ 那如果神应许做啲事呢，会唔会做到啊？
God promised to bless him. Now if God has made a promise, is he going to keep his promise?
Huh. 如果神应许佢一定会做到，因为神一定会做到佢所讲嘅。所以遇到一个饥荒喺神嘅里面呢，唔系一个困难，唔系一个难处嘅。神系有能力，神系有办法去喺呢个嘅饥荒里面系保护亚伯拉罕，但系亚伯拉罕系冇呢个信心，佢担心吞世鸡，于是佢忘记咗呢位神俾到佢嘅，按自己嘅意思，揾自己嘅方法解决。嗱，当然从俗世嘅谂法咧，有呢个有饥荒，当然找去有食物咧，呢个理所当然嘅。好多时我哋嘅问题系咁嘅，我哋觉得嘿。简单啦，用咁嘅方法，但呢个方法系咪神要你用嘅方法呢
？From the world point of view, it's a simple thing. Yeah, you got a famine here, you go there. It's so easy. And so many times our problems in life are like that. When we find our way of doing it and solving the problem is that the way that God wants us to do it?
当我哋用我哋嘅方法做嘅时候呢，我哋系忽略神。我哋因为忽略神，我哋经历唔到神要用佢嘅奇妙嘅方法咧，系祝福你。因为我哋净系从我哋嘅限制嘅视野去睇事，神要我哋扩阔我哋嘅视野，系用神嘅方法嚟睇事。
Because we're looking from our narrow vision, and God wants to broaden our vision and see things from His point of view, and in that way we can get blessings from God that we would never get doing it our own way.
当我们用神的方法看事，我们可以从神得到很多的福气，用自己的方法做，我们永远得不到的福气，因为自己做嘛。好，亚伯拉罕去到埃及，用自己的方法解决，因为他看自己，但他离开这个有福之地。看十一节
in verse 12, in chapter 12 verse 11 to 13
十一至到十三节嚟咁讲，快要到达埃及的时候，亚伯兰对他嘅妻子撒来说：看啊，我知道你是个美貌的女人，埃及人看见你的时候，必会说这是他嘅妻子。你们就会杀我，他们就会杀我，却叫你活着，请你说你是我嘅妹妹。使我因你的缘故可以平安无事，我的性命也可以因你的缘故得以保存。
弟兄姊妹，你看不看到亚伯拉罕做什么事？
他叫他太太跟他一起讲大话。神说我要保护你，我要透过你祝福全世界。
去到埃及，
他会杀我，你靓的，他要杀我，拿你做老婆，哎呀死啊，跟我一起讲大话呃人啊，我要买妹妹啊。这个吞世鸡担心死人，看不到神的保护方法。
我大佬谁叫你去埃及？哎，
自己想的。去到埃及有一难夜一族一族又嚟，又要讲大话呃人。呢个系圣经里面信心之父，你知唔知啊？圣经称呼亚伯拉罕系信心之父。
Now, you must remember, the Bible calls Abraham the father of faith.
This is the great Abraham, a man of God.
And he's telling his wife to lie because he's afraid that the Egyptians are going to kill him.
几似你同埋我系咪？我哋遇到问题，我哋揾唔到出路，我哋即系用自己嘅方法谂到计，有咩计？哎呀，咁样度啊度啊度啊，神唔祝福啊！嗱，我同意呢，亚伯拉罕有呢个担心，肯定有理由嘅，肯定佢知道埃及人系会咁样做。佢太太生得靓，皇帝要多一个嘅啊，喺佢嘅啊。当时是多差主义，即是皇帝又织米多一点，因为一个多的靓女在这里都没所谓。 咁你唔肯咧，劏咗你啊！肯定有呢个可能性。所以亚伯拉罕嘅担心系真嘅，但系咪用呢个方法解决呢？
His fears were probably well founded. He probably knew very much about the Egyptians and how they would take Sarah to be a part of the harem and kill him. That's probably what they did, and he knew that. But is this the way that God wanted him to solve the problem?
当我哋遇到啲现实嘅问题，有现实嘅事情喺度，我哋系咪用我哋自己嘅方法解决，因为等候睇神嘅方法嚟解决呢？
我觉得亚伯拉罕好自私 ，I think Abraham is very selfish。
为咗保护自己，佢愿意佢太太就俾咗人。
To protect himself, he's willing to let go of Sarah, his wife, and have her become part of a king's harem. He's breaking up his own family to protect his own life.
为了保护自己条命，牺牲了自己的婚姻，是不是？让他的太太做皇帝的太太，明知我的太太说是我妹妹，那你娶了她，那就是不是哦。即是为了保护自己害了人，是不是？我觉得很自私，信心之父自私失信啊。
圣经很现实， The Bible is very real and down to earth。
圣经里面那些属灵的伟人呢，根本跟你我没分别的，都是软弱的人。
And these great men of God in the Bible are no different than you and I。They're just as weak as we are.
但我哋从佢嘅生命，我哋学习佢点样倚靠神，我哋可以学习点样倚靠神。
好，我哋继续睇亚伯拉罕得到啲乜嘢。十四节 ，Let's look at verse 14 to verse 16。十四至十六。
果然亚伯兰进入埃及的时候，埃及人就注视那女人，因为她十分美丽。
好像师母是不是？
法老的一些大臣看见了撒来，就在法老面前称赞她。于是那女人被带进去法老的官里去。亚伯兰因这女人的缘故就被优待，得了许多牛羊、公牛、母鹿、皮仆和骆驼。
我啱啱谂到咧，如果每一个太太好似撒来几好，丈夫当你世界上最靓嘅一位，就真系好犀利。但系可能撒来唔单单系亚伯兰谂住佢最靓嗰、那个。佢的而且確係最靚嗰個。If every wife was as blessed as Sarah, to have a husband that thinks she's the most beautiful woman in the world, then that's a blessing. But she was not only thought that way by her husband, she was the most beautiful woman. She was 65 years old.
呢個時候撒來65歲喎，最靚到暈啊！真係美女嚟嘅。
不过佢就系行咗佢人生嘅路嘅一半，因为佢活到100几岁先至死。Although she was 65, she was in the prime of her life because she lived to be 100 and something, and so she was only middle aged, and so she was still beautiful.
你睇下亚伯兰而家点算呢？太太俾咗人啦，神话要祝福我，我就得福哦，我有牛羊。有骆驼，哇！有皮薄，但我太太冇咗咯。
And what's Abraham going to do now? He's been blessed. He gets all this sheep and cattle and everything, but he's lost his wife. How is he going to get the blessing of God?
我哋睇到我哋用自己嘅方法越搞越和，系咪先？我哋用自己嘅方法越来越辛苦，越来越困难。
亚伯兰在这个时候真的忘记了神的同在，似乎用这个
方法是失败，因为太太没了，他想避开这个困难，但是他真的是失去了。你说讲大话啱唔啱呢？好多人觉得讲大话冇问题。Is telling lies okay? Some people think it's okay. Little white lie never hurts. 喺呢度佢讲呢个大话好似好小事啦。其实撒来呢的而且确系佢同父异母嘅妹妹。圣经后几章就会讲。Actually, he didn't tell a whole lie. It was a little white lie because Sarah was his half-sister from his father, but another wife from another mother.
So he 一半讲啱，一半讲假嘅。但系佢讲呢个系虽然系一个大话，但系少少大话唔系害人啫。保护我哋嘅，我哋用我哋嘅方法讲呢个大话，都唔系完全大话，系小大话啫。好多事我哋觉得呢啲小大话咧系冇问题。有人入医院就嚟死，唔好话婆婆听啊，婆婆受唔起嘅，话佢听去咗旅行嘅、啊，小大话真系去咗旅行去长住医院，系咪？小大话咧对佢有益处啦，讲得啊冇问题。我好多事会讲啲大话嘅，隐瞒事实，阿伯拉罕都系隐瞒事实。不想被人知道，隐瞒事实，事实发生了有什么要隐瞒？事实就事实，迟早都会穿煲，全世界都知道，为什么要讲大话来掩住？是不是？但我们很多事觉得无所谓的，暂时讲大话好过短痛，好过长痛。
Little white lies can be very destructive.And many times we tell them, but sooner or later the truth is going to be out. And so in Chinese they say, quick pain is better than long-term pain. Let it out, get it over with.
短痛一次过，但是跟着解决了。长痛呢，因为一路忍住忍住隐瞒隐瞒，长期孭住这个的痛苦，迟早都会爆。阿伯拉罕在这里讲个大话，但是他的目的呢是隐瞒欺骗，他这个大话是想呃人，是不是？
He told a lie, the purpose was to cover up the truth and to deceive.
神喜不喜欢这个信心之父？神要不要我们这样讲大话呃人的？
我相信呢，这个不是神理想的方法。I believe this was not God's ideal will for Abraham.
神不想他，但是很多事我们都会这样的。神的理想的计划不是要你这样做。但你看看，神有怜悯。
But God has mercy, and God was merciful to Abraham.
神有怜悯。神有包容，神有宽恕，一齐睇十七节至到二十节。
And we see God's mercy in verse 17 to 20.
耶和华因为亚伯兰嘅妻子撒来的缘故，就用严重嘅灾病打击法老和他嘅全家。于是法老把亚伯兰蒙召了来，对他说：你向我作的是什么？你为什么不告诉我她是你的妻子呢？你为什么说她是你的妹妹，以致我娶了她作妻子呢？现在你的妻子在这里，带她走吧。法老吩咐臣仆，他们就把亚伯兰和他妻子以及他所有的一切都送走了。
被人闹，舒不舒服？the Pharaoh yelled and scolded him.
信心之父，伟大的亚伯拉罕被人闹，在人家面前失面子，惭愧，
好 难受喎，系咪？好多时我哋做错啲嘢咧，揭晒煲嘅时候咧，惭愧，我哋要谦卑，要面对。神保护佢，哇！呢个恩典，神因为呢个事，因为神嚟祝福亚伯兰，于是咧，神令到皇帝咧成家受到害。跟住唔知佢用咩方法发现到撒来系佢嘅太太。哇！神有保护佢咧，喺咁嘅事情杀埋亚伯兰、杀埋撒拉都唔错，系咪？但系佢冇咁样做，佢放佢走，送咗啲礼物又唔收翻。我哋可以话阿伯兰赤赤膊啊，即系甩咗呢个嘅困难，可以话哦成功啊，开心啊，哈利路亚！但系背后系一个大羞耻、惭愧，一个失败嘅，系咪先 ？You could say, "Wow, from Abraham's point of view, he made out, man. He got all the blessings. The king didn't take him back. King didn't kill him. He could have killed him. He could have wiped him out. Saying, 'You guys are troublemakers.'" He didn't do anything. He let him go. He said, "Get out of here." Abraham could go rejoicing. Oh yeah, look at how we made out on this deal. You know? But he didn't. 佢唔係咁樣嘅。佢唔係光明，佢係羞恥。He was embarrassed. 你睇下亞伯蘭做啲乜嘢？佢軟弱後再起身嘅。喺十三章第一節至到第四節。Look at what he did in chapter 13, verse 1 to 4. 亚伯兰带着妻子和所有的一切，以及罗德，一同从埃及上到南地去。亚伯兰有很多牲畜和金银，他从南地一站一站往前走，到伯特离去。到伯特利和埃城中间，就是他从前支塔帐篷的地方。他也是他筑头一座祭坛的地方。亚伯兰就在那里求告耶和华的名。他就翻去最初他扎达做祭坛的时候。翻去佢经历到神，翻去佢寻求神嘅名，求告神嘅名嘅地方，再次嚟求告神。佢系惭愧，佢系失败，佢有软弱过，但系佢又受过教训。跟住佢做乜嘢事？翻到神嗰边。He came back to the place where he had called out to God originally. He came back to the place where he started on his spiritual journey with God. He came back to the altar. And although he was weak, although he was discouraged, although he had been corrected, he made a mistake. He was willing to come back to God. 佢现在记得系做咩事？现在系认罪。To sacrifice on an altar is to repent. So he came back, he was sorry, repent. Come back to God's face, say, "God, I failed." In his spiritual life, he didn't go back to Ur, he didn't go back to Haran. He went back to Bethdali and Aisheng, he experienced God's place. He didn't go back to Ur, he didn't go back to Haran.He came back to the place where he met God. 在我们属灵生命里面，我们要经历到亚伯兰这个功课。每次你软弱的时候，每次你灰心的时候，每次你觉得你做失败的事的时候，你要做什么事？你要回到经历到神的地方。你要回到在你属灵生命里面再次经历到神。Each time you're weak, each time you do wrong, each time you fall down, what do you need to do? You need to come back to that place with God. You need to come back and experience God. You need to repent. 我哋需要翻到初始经历到神，唔一定系一个世界上一个地方嘅，系一个嘅心里边一个嘅地方。我哋翻去 揾翻神。It may not be a physical place on earth that you go back to, but it's a place in your heart that you go back and you seek God.
我哋翻去同神祷告，我哋翻去再次寻近寻求神。
好多时咧，我听到人讲啊，好耐未翻过教会，去软弱，跟住又见到啊，咁耐冇见到你，点解唔翻教会？唔得嘅，我失败，我软弱，我唔嚟得教会，我冇面见神啊。
So many times I hear people that have fallen away from the church and haven't been for a number of months, and then you ask them, "Why don't you come back?" "Oh, I can't. I'm too embarrassed to meet God."
但系神唔会太冇面见你，神喺度等候紧你嘅，伸出佢双手啊，嚟啊，我爱你。你以前失去嘅嘢，我想俾翻你，你翻嚟。神永远系伸出佢嘅手啊，我要嚟到。教会喺咩地方？教会系谦卑认罪嘅地方。大家喺我哋属灵生命嘅，喺每一日谦卑承认我错，我认错，我悔改，再次建立同神个关系嘅地方。呢个系亚伯兰嘅经历，佢起初在杂坛。跟住软弱走去埃及，翻嚟就去经历翻神。
The church is a place of repentance and seeking God and coming back. And we need to continually come and repent and receive God's grace and come back again and be restored. Abraham, he built altars, then he went to Egypt, and then he came back to the altar. We need to come back to God's altar of grace.
神俾我一个施恩嘅宝座。我哋要经常翻到神呢个施恩嘅宝座，喺呢个施恩嘅宝座里边，我哋再呼求神嘅名，揾到神嘅同在。其实神应许过祝福亚伯拉罕啊嘛。如果神冇保护佢咧，神系讲大话，神唔会讲大话。如果亚伯拉罕冇做呢啲嘢，冇走去埃及，冇讲大话咧，神一样会保护佢。
God promised to take care of Abraham, and if God doesn't do it, he's lying. Now, God is going to do what he's promised to do. So if Abraham didn't go to Egypt, if he didn't tell a lie, God still would have protected him.
我都要学呢个功课。但是虽然他失败，虽然他软弱，他回到来，神的应许有没有变呢？
Even though Abraham was weak and fell down, did God's promise change?
他的应许没变嘛，一样是应承被亚伯拉罕要祝福他嘛，一样要祝福他嘛。还有他未软弱之前，神知不知道他会软弱？
Before he fell, did God know he would fall?
神知，但神都拣选了。
God knew, but he still chose him.
所以我们去肯定呢，每次我们软弱，神都知道，但神要我们回来，回到神的施恩宝座前面，再经历到神的恩典。其实在圣经里面，神一直都是叫我们这样做。我想大家看一下，我们还有两节经文就看完，一节是何西阿书第六章第一节至第三节。
Can you please turn with me to Hosea chapter 6? We'll look at verse 1 to 3. And this is where we get our Chinese name for this church.
Hosea 書第六章第一節至到第三節。喺呢度 Hosea 書呢，我哋係神光福音堂，係因為呢個經文我哋起我哋嘅名叫神光福音堂。但呢個同亞伯蘭好有關係。在我们属灵生命呢，就好像这个经文讲的一样。何西阿书第六章，我读新译本。来吧，让我们回转归向耶和华，因为他虽然撕裂了我们，但必定医治我们。他虽然击伤了我们，却必替我们裹伤。两天以后，他要使我们复原；第三天，他使我们起来，我们就可以活在他面前。 让我们认识竭力追求认识耶和华，他必定出现，像神光一样。他必临到你们，与雨水一般，又像滋润大地的春雨。嗱，呢个就系我哋教会起中文名系用呢、这个，他必出现像神光。神喺个朝早出现，太阳出嚟嘅时候，黑暗驱散。God comes out like the morning light each day and scatters away the darkness. And so God comes out like the morning light. So our Chinese word, our Chinese name is Morning Light Gospel Fellowship. So He comes out like the sun and takes away the pain.
神出现好似神光，将黑暗驱走。每一天都系。
我们是做错了犯罪，因为犯罪我们被击打，受撕裂的，有伤害，但是神做什么事？祂来医治，果责我们的伤。
Because of our sins, we've been torn, we've been broken, we've been smitten.
But God comes and He heals, He restores, He binds up our wounds.
因为我们的软弱，我们受过这些伤害，但是过两天神就复原我们。在过去17年，我见到神一路在复原大家，好像亚伯拉罕有些以前的伤害，神在果责医治，果责医治，果责医治，是一个不停的循，一个不停会发生的事。
In the last 17 years of this church, we've seen God doing that, healing, restoring, building us, binding us.We have a problem, God heals, and then another problem, He heals again, and He takes care.
我们看到神一路一路做这个工作。你有今时今日在这里，因为神的医治，因为神的怜悯。
过第三天，他使我们起来，我们可以活在他面前。
And on the third day, we can stand and we can live in His presence. 神要我们在祂面前可以站立起来的，是活着。你今天在神的面前活着，因为祂医治。我们不可以因为这些过去的伤痕就惭愧，哎呀哎呀，我们得到神的医治，站立起来就能够服侍神。
所以我们要做什么？第三节讲。So in the third verse, it tells us what we need to do. We need to know God.We need to diligently seek God.
所以我们应该做些什么？要认识神，要竭力追求认识神。
我们是要不停、不停、不停竭力追求认识神，因为神要出现与神光，每一日给我们新的力量。
亚伯拉罕有这个经历的，神就将他恢复起来的，神又呼唤他可以再一次经历到神的恩典。
最后一节经文，我们看启示录第二章第四节，是熟悉的经文。And the last verse we'll look at today is in Revelation chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. It's a very well-known scripture, but it applies to us today.
启示录第二章第四第五节，就是耶稣叫我们回转。耶稣讲什么？现现。有一件事我要责备你，就是你已经离开了你起初的爱，所以你应当回想你是从哪里堕落的，并且要悔改，作起初所作的事。你若不悔改，我就要来到你那里，把你的灯台从原处移去。
神叫我们悔改。亚伯拉罕就软弱，但是他回来神的施恩宝座。
我们一样，我们做了很多好好的事，但是神要我们 回转悔改，回到我们起初的爱。
你有没有失去你起初的爱呢？你经历神，你爱神，有没有失去这个起初的爱？ Have you lost your first love?Has the excitement of your Christianity gone cold? Have you, because of busyness, because of other things? You need to come back to that first love. Abraham came back to where he first met God. 我哋系咪因为忙碌嘅？系咪因为家庭嘅事务？系咪因为其他嘅原因，我哋失去对神呢个起初嘅爱？我哋软弱咗。我以为识咗添，唔怪之。我哋要翻到神呢个嘅起初嘅爱，要再经历到神嘅恩典，要再经历到神嘅同在，系好容易嘅。认罪悔改，喺神嘅面前话：神啊，我软弱咗，我失败咗，我知错，我用自己嘅方法，我用自己嘅计划，我做咗世界嗰套，我忽略咗神你嗰套，我而家要翻到你嘅身边。It's very easy to come back to the first love. We just come in humbleness and say to God, God, I made a mistake. I used the world's way. I forgot about you. I tried it in my own way. I failed. But I want to come back. 如果你觉得属灵生命是苦闷，看圣经没有兴趣，祈祷就觉得神不听，你可能是离开了你起初的爱，有其他东西影响你。你觉得外面是吸引过教会，你觉得外面是开心过回教会，你离开了你起初的爱。你回到崇拜觉得是好辛苦好辛苦，你离开了神的爱。一个月灵修一次，你离开了神的爱。亚伯拉罕的经历就是这样，初初积极在神做神的工作，受过神的感动，经历到神的触摸，享受到神亲近神的时刻，但遇到困难就软弱跌低失败，受教训之后翻嚟。So Abraham's experience, he experienced God, he was touched by God, he enjoyed God's presence, but because of some trouble and some trials, he turned from God, did it on his own way. He was chastised, disciplined, and he came back. And that's what we need to do. 我哋今日就需要咁样，我哋一齐低头祈祷。主耶稣，我哋多谢你俾我哋睇到亚伯拉罕呢个嘅生命嘅经历。我哋知道佢唔系单单呢一次失败，佢又试过其他，我哋日后都会睇到都有失败软弱嘅时刻。佢系我哋属灵嘅父亲，佢属灵嘅伟人，但系佢都有软弱。主要同我哋冇分别。原来属灵伟人的秘诀就是谦卑自己，认罪悔改，失败不怕，只是要起翻身，继续向前行。主啊，我们今天要来到你的面前，靠你的灵再一次感动我们，靠主耶稣你的爱再一次浇灌在我们当中。主啊，我们需要你再一次感动我们，我们是不是远离你的？是不是离开我们初熟的爱？是不是偏行己路的，用自己的方法做事，但我们发现到是失败，发现到是一样是搞不定。我们不是想隐瞒事实，但我们发现到都没办法隐瞒，迟早都是揭发出来的。主啊，我们愿意谦卑在你的面前悔改。当我们继续低头，我不知道今天有没有人好像亚伯兰那样，觉得需要再一次回到神的面前悔改认罪，求耶稣宽恕，求耶稣赦免。你发现到你是行着自己的方法，但是失败，你想回到神的身边，回到神的施恩宝座，再一次经历到神的触摸。我想为你祈祷，有没有可以举手？我说我要悔改，我要回到神的身边。有没有？我软弱，我失败，我知道我要谦卑，求神再一次宽恕我。 见到感谢主，仲有冇？感谢主见到，仲有冇？感谢主见到。我用过自己的方法，但系都失败。我离开过神初俾我呢个爱，我想翻翻嚟，谦卑自己喺神嘅面前，认罪悔改。仲有冇？感谢主见到。有冇其他人？我需要神嚟宽恕我、赦免我。亚伯拉罕翻翻去呢个起初搭祭坛嘅地方唔容易嘅，系要承认自己失败软弱。有时承认失败软弱啊，要勇敢。呢种勇气呢，系好过死撑。呢种软弱，呢种勇气呢，喺软弱里边得到刚强，因为得到神嘅祝福。仲有冇话我需要耶稣再一次嚟触摸我？我需要经历到神。主耶稣，你见到我哋当中有几位举手，觉得自己都系远离过你，系冇爱你咁火热，靠自己嘅办法，靠自己嘅方法。可能是俗世都是好的方法，但是因为是俗世的方法，不是你想用的方法，觉得亲近你的火热的心是冷却了，需要耶稣你再一次挑旺这个火热的心。我为这几位勇敢的弟兄姊妹祈祷，求你再一次触摸他们的心，求你宽恕他的罪。你看到他举手表示他的心里面是要你在他里面，主，我求你祝福他们，求你接纳，求你再一次将恩典施恩浇灌在他身上，让他去经历到你的实在的宽恕，经历到你实在的恩典怜悯。多谢主你听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求，将时间交回给主。